I'm Lacey. I got married to my husband, Jeremy, 3 years ago. We have a dog named Stanley, and he might be the only child we ever have.
Hi, I'm Amy, and I'm a mom of 2 kids. I can't imagine life without my family.
Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Could we be any different? Loose lips and childbearing hips.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G, and along for the ride today is my beautiful, wonderful, fertile, not pregnant at the moment best friend.
Hello, Amy Nichols.
And we also have special guests in studio with us today, one of my personal favorites that I work with on a daily basis. Hi, Psycho Shannon.
Hi, Lacey G.
And so for today, I was thinking, what if your last words to somebody was something that you didn't want it to be? So you die, and then you have to live with these last words that you say to somebody, but it's something so insignificant.
Where did this even come from?
It came from a TV show that I watched.
Uh-huh.
And his dad died. Somebody's dad died. And his last words to his dad, or the last words the dad said to him, were so insignificant. But then everybody else had these like heartwarming stories. Like, you took my child ice skating for the first time. And whenever they fell to the ground, you picked them up and said, "Don't give up, Scout. You can do this." So that's kind of what I was thinking. What I would like for my last words to be compared to what they really are, because I'm not a very sentimental person. So my last words are probably going to be something really stupid. Whereas if I knew it was going to be my final moment, I would want to spill my heart to you. So I thought, as morbid as this is, we could all come up with our own death scenarios and then say what we would want our last words to be compared to what they really would be.
This is good thinking. The last time this happened, or the last time we did the eulogy bit, somebody died. So one of us is very likely to kick it. Soon.
Not me.
I'm okay if it's me. I'll be honest.
Me too. See, I tell Amy that I'm going to die tragically. I think I am. I don't know why. I don't want to be murdered or anything like that, but I just think I'm going to go out in a cool way and people are going to be really sad about it.
And because you want it so bad, I know it's not going to happen.
Like, whenever I got married in Ireland, I kept thinking, what if I just fall off the cliffs of Moher and then they pin it on my husband? And then I become this big Dateline special and it's like, what happens to the newlywed? Was she pushed or did she just fall?
That's cool.
Yeah, it didn't happen though. I'm still here. So this is my fake scenario of how I would die. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm doing this sexy photo shoot on the railroad tracks and I'm in a bikini, but it's not like sexy Sports Illustrated bikini. It's more like sexy Target unedited photos sexy, because they just came out with this new bikini line and they didn't touch up any of their photos. So, I mean, let's be realistic. I'm not on there for my six pack. I'm on there because I represent like middle America, you know? So anyway, so I'm on this railroad track. I don't get hit by a railroad train. What really happens though, my head just finally explodes.
What?
See, I've been having head problems, but I've gone to the doctor. Hold on, Shannon, Miss Tumor over there.
No,
you wait.
I'm not even saying anything.
You wait. I've been having head problems, but I go to the doctor and they tell me that I'm fine. But then my head tells me that I'm not fine. So I don't know what it is because I'm not a doctor, but my head just explodes. Like, imagine a scene from Quentin Tarantino movie. Like, it's that kind of just gory, bam.
But does your body continue to function without your head?
Does the
rest of you finish your photo shoot?
I would hope. Yeah, the bottom end would still say sexy, and yeah. I like die in this glamorous way, except for just bloody head pop.
Yeah, they can totally crop your head out, and then you live on forever.
And then I just keep going.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I was feeling myself.
I don't think spontaneously combusting heads is a thing. Like, I don't think that happens.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying in this scenario.
So ideally, you want to be unphotoshopped Target bikini girl instead of Sports Illustrated, and you want your head to be explode.
Good point. Okay, well, backtrack. So I want to be sexy, and I want to be completely photoshopped and edited, except for my head explosion.
I totally see this in my head. It's
thank
great.
You.
Good. Bravo to you.
Shannon.
Yeah.
How would you die?
I have a few scenarios, actually. My biggest fear in life, and this is completely legit, I am terrified of escalators.
They are scary.
Yeah. And so, but I feel like I can't say anything because the other day I saw this horrific video of this escalator that just all of a sudden changed directions and it hurt like 18 people in Hong Kong. So I feel like I can't use that as my death because people actually did get hurt. I don't think anybody died, but they did get hurt. So I think with me, I have a history of being a little bit extraordinary health-wise. maybe less than ordinary? What would subpar? My health is subpar. Maybe I'm the complete opposite of what I just said.
Yeah, your health is not ordinary at all.
So I think I would die in a way that not very many people do. I think maybe an airplane tire would fall out of the sky and land on me. Just me, not anybody around. Nobody else would get hurt. It would just kill me.
So the plane does land safely.
Yeah, the plane's
You're the only
fine.
Casualty.
I'm the only casualty.
Okay.
Or maybe this is something that I also think about often. The windshield of my car loses the seal and then it comes into my car and there's a sharp edge on it somewhere and it hits me in just the right spot to make me bleed out.
Have you ever had a Final Destination moment in real life?
I don't think so. I hope not. If I have, I didn't realize it.
I've had a couple. Go ahead, Shannon.
And then the third thought that I had was because I've had a weird allergic reaction to something one time in my life. So I would have some weird allergic reaction to something I've eaten every day up until that day. And then all of a sudden it makes my throat swell. I break out in hives. My EpiPen is expired because they're like $40 for the prescription and I didn't want to spend that. You know,
and there's no one at your house but the cat.
Yeah, there's nobody at my house to give me an EpiPen and I'm out of Benadryl. I lost my cell phone. And so I just die a very slow death. Of allergic, what is that called?
Allergic reaction. Whenever your food turns on you.
There's that big allergic reaction, though. Like, I can't even say it.
She's coming up with a different way to die now.
Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know which one of those I would prefer, but I think it's going to be something very
bad luck.
Not ordinary.
Yeah.
Is her death going to be cooler than mine? In reality, not in this scenario, since I think I'm going to die in a cool way.
Yes.
Well, I think, Lacey, you would make the news. I mean, head exploding is, like, unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And, Shannon, I'm sorry, you're just, like, bad luck, you know?
I would be a big deal.
Of course.
I would like to think that somebody would do a news story on a person that just never left the stinking Kidcratic morning show, finally died, and now she's not coming back unless it's to haunt those bitches.
I did one time. I had a craving for chocolate and I went to the store and I got some chocolate covered almonds and I would suck all the chocolate off and then eat the almond. And I'm home alone by myself, lived with a roommate at the time. I sucked all the chocolate off and I fell asleep with this almond in my mouth and woke up choking. And I had to like slam my body into the table to Heimlich maneuver myself.
I have done that. And the word I was thinking of, anaphylactic shock.
Oh, there you go.
Not asphyxiation.
Wait, yeah, I went
not
down that word.
Sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, Amy, what's your scenario?
Yeah, well, when you were telling your chocolate story, it made me think of one of the possibilities. So I have two kids, and I'm thinking I'm going to just die, but also ruin their lives in the process.
So
I like it.
I think I'm going to like be at our favorite restaurant, eating chips, and I just like start choking. So not only do I die and leave them without a mother, but I'm also ruining our favorite restaurant. So
think outside the box. Like the chip goes down the wrong way and it cuts the entire length of your esophagus
and then you
have internal bleeding and you die right there.
And I just think that I'm just going to ruin all the special moments. So either that, like they won't ever be able to go to that restaurant ever again or eat chips
in
general.
Not even that, but Amy, you're dying in front of your children.
Oh.
I mean, that is traumatic and scarring.
Oh, yeah, that too. But I also thought, or maybe like we're at a petting zoo and I like slip on some pig poop or something and hit my head. Like they'll have to tell their grandchildren, we never went to another petting zoo again and neither can you because Grandma Amy died slipping on pig poop or something. I don't know.
What is your children's favorite thing to do?
Oh, gosh. Right now we're into hiking. So
maybe that's another good scenario.
Maybe.
You can go rock climbing and your harness comes loose and you just fall to your death in front of them.
Yeah, so I guess no more hiking. I don't want to ruin it.
So I have my last words, what I think they would be and what I would hope that they would be. And I'm going to start with Robert. Robert is our boss, main producer here at the Kidcratic Morning Show.
And they call him White Cheddar on the air, so people will know who that is.
Punta Cana Cowboy,
yeah,
White
that
Cheddar.
Guy.
That,
guy.
That boy's got a lot of nicknames.
Sunny J.
To Robert, what I would like to say to him is, thank you for checking on me that one time whenever I felt like I was going to have a heart attack. That never happened, but I guess you do sort of like me after all. And have fun editing those spots. I know you're going to miss me in heaven. But thanks for covering for me. My trip's permanent this time. Reality, it'd probably be more like, hey, dude, do you need anything? cool, I'm out. That'd be my final words to Robert White Cheddar. Now to Shannon.
Okay. Do I look you in the eyes for this? I can't. You don't have to look at me. I know you're reading. Go ahead. I'll look at you.
Shannon, I didn't mean to one-up you in the head department. We knew there was something wrong, but the doctor said it was just migraines. Thank you for being one of my first friends here and always being good to me. Please make sure and take care of Amy. Make sure she gets in plenty of potty breaks. But in reality, probably what I'd say to you is, ugh, sometimes I just really want to punch people in the face. Managed to keep it under control so far, but punch in the face day is coming really soon. And the whole time I'm saying this, I'm gyrating too, because for some reason I like to hump beside your desk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll tell you, thanks for always listening to me. I love you. Because I do walk away and tell you that I love you every time.
Yeah, you do. And I would run in and I would grab Amy and I would put her head on my boobs and I would hold her until she fell asleep.
Thank you.
I got you on that.
That's so sweet.
Will you be going to the bathroom while you do it?
Maybe.
And Amy, last but not least, I'm so glad that I got to meet you. I'm lucky to have been able to share a room with you at work. And we've had so much fun outside of this place, too. I'll never forget that you helped me with my surprise bachelorette party. Thank you for never judging me, even though you know the real me, the crazy me, and the way too intoxicated me. I would leave you all in my clothes, but I finally realized that we are different sizes, so I'll quit pushing my big clothes on you. And most importantly, I told you. Because I died tragically. Right? Right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. So how is it really going to happen?
Reality, I'm going to say, Amy, I don't feel like working out today. We need to do another podcast, but I'm tired, and I'm just going to go home and take a nap. I love you.
That's so realistic. I love it.
Shannon, who would you like to say goodbye to?
Oh, man, no pressure following that, because I didn't include either of you in mine.
That's cool. Mm.
Sorry. My first
turn it off her mic now.
My first person would be Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
What I would want my last words to be would be, Kelly, you have been my one consistent passion since 2002. Your talent is one that is greatly underrated by many. I'm crying. I'm getting thinking about it. I loved your My December album just as much as I loved your albums with hit songs on them. I was fine with moving to the middle of nowhere because it was your hometown. Please sing a song on video for my Facebook tribute page, because that's what I want instead of a funeral, is a Facebook tribute page. Please autograph my car and sell it for Kids Kids or any other charity of your choice. I love you.
Aww.
What it would probably be. I know who you are, Kelly Clarkson, and I accept you. I've loved you through all of your life stages. Heavy or skinny? Super dark hair or highlights? Pre and post-pregnancy? Pre-marriage? I don't really love her now that she's post-marriage so much, but I've driven down the road bawling to your songs and felt like most of the time you're the only person who ever truly understood me. This is really good. Either way it goes, isn't it?
I like it.
I think she would love it.
Yeah.
I should probably skip a bunch of it because it's kind of long, but we could have been so happy together, Kelly Clarkson, but now I'm dead and you're never going to know that. I'm happy with the final words ever leaving my mouth being words to your song, I Do Not Hook Up. Because contrary to what the boy in high school who called me a hoe and the woman who called me a weekend hooker.
Weekend
whore is what she called me. But I'm going to say hooker because that feels a little bit better coming out of my mouth. I have never, ever just hooked up. I love you.
Wow.
That was not that good.
Good job.
It really wasn't that good.
So you didn't even mention the love letter that you wrote her before. Didn't you give her a love letter at one point?
Yeah, I did. And I have that video. And if you guys would make sure it's on my Facebook tribute page, that would be super awesome.
We can do that. Okay. We can do that for you.
And then my next one would be for my fans, because I have at least a dozen of them, you know, maybe a few more. But here's what I want my last words to be. That's so hard to say. Okay. I have no words to express the gratitude that I feel for each and every one of you. You have all been members of my extended family since 1999. Your love and support has gotten me through many tough times in my life. You've seen me at my best and my worst, and through it all, you stuck with me. Thank you so much, and I love you. What my last words would probably be, remember that time I did the calf challenge with the guys on the show and someone posted that I have cankles? You ruined my heart. That has stuck with me for so long now. Forget the millions of nice, sweet messages I've gotten over the years. You, the one person who criticized my ankles, have forever jaded my sense of ankle worth. I think of you every time I wear shorts now. I wonder if my cankle status is better in your eyes. You've never posted to say that I have the most non-cankle ankles you've ever seen. I hope you're happy with yourself. So that would be my last words to my fans.
Good job, Psycho Shannon.
And we really don't have to do the next one because it's probably as long as Kelly Clarkson. But my last goodbye would be to Kelly Raspberry.
I was going to say.
Absolutely, hands down, Kelly Raspberry. I have many things to say to her.
Question, is Dead Shannon going to be in your one and only dress that you own?
No.
Is that what you're going to be buried in?
No.
Cremated or buried?
Cremated. It's cheaper. I don't really want to live forever underground. Mm-hmm. Unless that means that I can haunt people, because I really do want to come back as a ghost and really mess with some people's heads.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I really don't know if I do. That's why I need to become one to prove myself one way or another.
I think that they're there, but you have to have sort of that sixth sense. And I can't. I've never had any communication, I don't communicate with ghosts, but I've gone to supposed haunted places before, but still never saw anything. But then there's people there who, oh, I swear I've seen this and I've seen this. I think like you have to be in tune with that.
Right.
To be able to see it.
I think so too.
Okay, you guys. See, I want to be the ghost that can go and vomit on people's stuff.
Oh.
If there's somebody that I don't want or that I don't like, I would love to go and ghost vomit on their car and then get some ghost. And then get some ghost bird seed and sprinkle it on there so birds will peck at it and ruin their paint job. That's why I want to be a ghost, is to get back at people I don't really care for very much.
What if you were just the ghost that gave bad advice?
I don't need to be a ghost for that.
Well,
I've got that covered already. I give terrible advice. Never do what I say to do.
But I'd be like, do it. Go ahead and buy those pants that are way too small for you. They look really, really good. Ooh. That's my ghost impression.
That's actually really, I would do that to some people. Even though they look ridiculous in the crap that they're already wearing, I'd love to see a little bit more ridiculousness.
There you go. Yeah. A little bit more muffin on top.
Yeah.
My dearest beloved Amy.
Yeah, I didn't get too detailed. I just was more in general. I think this is for anybody, but I would think that I love you should be the last words you say to someone, the people that you care about anyways, my kids, Josh. But probably they'll be sit on your bottom with your feet forward, because I say that at least twice every meal for over a decade to my kids. Sit on your bottom, feet forward.
Because they're busy messing around at the dinner table instead of sitting
older,
down.
And they're still doing it. Their knees are up and like near their chin. And I just like, or like, they're still snacking and wandering around like toddlers. It's insane. I'm getting a little too excited about this, but yeah.
And that's all.
Is that what you have?
Oh, is that your last words?
Oh my God.
Well, I have like other things that I want to be prepared. It's not that I want to suffer. Like, I don't want to know it's coming and suffer a long death, but I want to do things. Like, I want to make, have y'all seen Stepmom? The movie with Susan Sarandon and Julia Roberts. Mm-hmm. She made this memory quilt. I want to do stuff like that.
But you know that it's coming.
I know. So I don't want that. Maybe I should make that now.
Yeah.
So that if it does happen, I'm prepared. But
Amy, you need to think of soothing words to tell your traumatized kids after you just die in front of them at their favorite Mexican restaurant. You need to comfort them.
It'd be great if I could make a video or like write a letter about all the strengths that I love about them.
I don't know how I feel about the post-death creepy stuff. Like, it's nice. I have cards from my grandparents and stuff like that. But if I was to like find something where they just had a story the other day where this grandpa wrote a diary entry every single day and then gave it to his granddaughter. I think after the fact, that would freak me out just a little bit. I would need some time to pass in between their death and then finding this. So it's not just like, oh, okay, you just died yesterday and now I have these emails and stuff from you.
Or even something they could revisit, like have something for their wedding day or, I don't know, just something meaningful for the future because I won't be there.
Then it'll be a huge disappointment, though. I've been watching the show Shameless on Netflix, and V And Kevin, remember the dad, V's dad left something for her in an envelope to buy a house when she gets married.
Right.
And so she goes to all this trouble to make this fake wedding because Kevin's already legally married to somebody else and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, after all that trouble, it's two episodes, I believe, she gets $500 from her dad to start her life with and buy a house with. I mean, she was thinking it was going to be like $200,000.
Way more.
So it's a huge disappointment. So nothing that you can do is really going to be enough. So why bother?
Money would always be enough for me, though.
No, I'm not offering money. Just my love.
Just die already. here's something that bothers me a lot also is after people die, people go on this, you know, like Prince. Oh, he was so great. We're going to miss him forever. Prince, R.I.P. Blah, blah, blah. George Michael. Oh, he was so great. I think I'm going to go ahead and start my Facebook tribute page while I'm still alive so that I can see messages of my greatness pre-death.
But because everybody's going to know that you're alive, though.
But it's wasted when I'm dead.
That is very true.
It's wasted. Why not get all the love and gratitude and memories out there while people are still alive so that you can really take a minute to enjoy it?
I'm with you there. I've never felt guilty for having to skip out on a funeral, like, out of town or something. If I can't come to your funeral during the week because it's in another state, I've never felt bad about having to miss that because I feel like I did everything for you while you were alive. So now I don't have to go pay respects to you now that you're dead, whenever I know that I was completely there for you whenever you were alive.
It's not necessarily for the dead person. Sometimes you're there to support the people that are mourning the dead person. That in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right. That's why I went to my last funeral, was in support of somebody else. And it was awful. I regretted every moment I was there, but I had to do it because I needed to show support. That's why I don't want a funeral. I don't want people sitting in there crying. I don't want the songs. I don't want all that crap that's expensive and a waste of time. Just burn me and spread me amongst whoever wants a piece of me and then be done. That's simple, right?
I don't want, yes, and I agree with you. I do want a celebration. I do want to be cremated, but I don't want anybody to hold onto my ashes because I think just the urn full of ashes is a little bit creepy. I'm sorry. I would rather, but I don't want to give you specific things to do either because I'm not going to be that person. Once I die, you have to go do this, this, this. I don't care what you do. Do whatever you think that you need to do with me.
I want to be passed around, I think, maybe. Maybe give people my urn for a week or so they can spend some time with me and then pass me on to the next
like
one.
Like in elementary school when everybody has to take the teddy bear home.
Yeah.
Who's and turn care it to of take it? Shannon
take,
home.
Take me places, take pictures, and post it on the Facebook tribute page.
I am working through a little selfish, not necessarily a request, but a thought. Like, if I die, I know Josh won't want to be alone. So I know he'll want to replace me with another mom for our kids, but I know he won't pick a good person. So I'm wondering if maybe he should just go with me and then they go to someone else because I don't want someone else doing
you
the
want to leave your wouldn't I don't that's completely
I said,
awful.
I'm still working through
so
it.
So let's leave the kids with no parents so that I don't have to think about the idea of my Josh marrying another woman.
I get what you're saying though, because I know this is not the same, but I have felt the same way about my dog. Because if I leave, Jeremy can't take care of the dog by himself just because his work schedule is too crazy. So you can't leave the dog at home for 24 hours. So maybe I need to put that dog on the railroad tracks with me whenever my head explodes.
But
he wouldn't die.
Maybe it exposes with such force that it impales him, like your skull pieces are like.
Let's just go down to the basics. The dog gets run over by the train after your head explodes.
Well, actually, in my situation, okay, Amy, would you be okay with Josh remarrying after you died?
I'd be okay with it, but I need to give a checklist to my mom or something so that she meets the requirements that I want.
Because I would, in all seriousness, if I was to ever die, I would want my husband to find somebody else because I believe in love. I feel so lucky that I found him, and I found him at a young age, and he's just great. I wouldn't want him to spend the rest of his life alone just because I met an untimely death, head explosion. So I already know who I want my husband to be with, though, and it's one of my best friends. But see, she needs somebody to help her out, and he needs somebody to cook and clean. So I think that this would be
a
perfect situation, yeah, to go, Cassie and Jeremy, you have my blessing to get together. But I do want to say my goodbye to Jeremy. Don't give me stink face, Shannon. You don't even know Cassie.
I don't.
She needs help.
But I would go with somebody like me because you know that he's going to be sleeping in bed alone most nights unless I'm crying or hormonal and just need somebody to spoon with. Not going to meet his needs in that way, but I can clean. I can take the dog out. I can do everything else.
Okay, then Shannon.
That's go ahead.
I pick you, Shannon.
Thank you.
To my husband, what I would like to say would be, thank you for picking me. I know I haven't always been the easiest. There was that one time that I could have killed you. Then there was that other time you caught me fake crying for sympathy. Then there was that other time that we had to leave your favorite concert before the headliner because I drank too much. But in my defense, I've been to several Alice in Chains concerts for you, even though all their songs sound the same. I loved you and loved our life together. But you are not alone. You still have your one true love, our dog Stanley. And I give you permission to marry again. Maybe you can even marry our friend Cassie or Shannon.
Thanks.
They both need good people in their lives. Take that fat life insurance policy that you took out on me without my permission and go have a happy life. Let your family know how much I love them. But in reality, probably what my last words to him would be, I told you that you need to ask me when you go to the store if I need anything. I always need stuff from the store every time you go, so you always need to ask me. I need some salad for dinner and a bottle of wine. Not a little bottle of wine either. I'm going to need the big one now. Ugh, do you ever even listen to me? That'd probably be my last words, and I'm sorry, sweetie.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I'm just being realistic. I told you I wasn't sure if this was going to be funny or come across as too real because I take my last words seriously. Death scenario, not so much. Last words, I mean, this could live on forever. Amy, you missed your chance to say goodbye to your kids.
Instead, she leaves them orphans.
I said I was working through it, guys.
All right, y'all. Thank you for joining us for Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Thank you for listening.